Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A report from a theme park news site, Walt Disney World News Today, claims that many riders were experiencing motion sickness from the ride, collecting themselves after the experience in nearby cafes and on planters. Twitter users who claim to have ridden the ride say that cast members were handing out barf bags to people experiencing motion sickness after riding the long-awaited ride. I was worn down by Disney very quickly. It didn't take long for me to just go, I don't get it. I'm not doing this correctly. You know,
there's a lot of talk about the arrival time.
Well, we got there early the first day, and we never got there early again because we didn't feel there was any benefit.
We were issued a lanyard, a Make-A-Wish lanyard, and we were always escorted to the front, which was...
And I've never besmirched you for doing that, even though your son was already killed.
Yeah.
Mike, I don't make the rules.
That'd be strange.
Yeah, this is, you don't make the rules, bud. You need the system. The other thing I should mention,
papers. He was sick, you know.
Nobody was happier. I mean, with the...
When he was sick?
No. Jesus, stop it, you monster.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Well. I go away for a week, and the whole place gets the plague. I mean, except for Rob.
Some would say I got it early.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's dying. So to just recap, I took last week off to go to the most... magical s-hole on earth, and Pony gets COVID. Oscar gets the flu, if not long COVID,
right?
And everybody's been depleted. I talked to Oscar over the weekend and he sounded deathly ill, and I heard him on the show on Thursday where he sounded deathly ill.
Friday Oscar was my favorite.
I don't think we're going to do the bonus.
Yeah, he called me. I said, "Yeah, you know."
I get sanctioned. That,
by the way, when you're asking to, you know, for a sick day, call the guy that's on vacation. He's racked with guilt anyway. Which I shouldn't be after all these years, but I am. We do more content for this incarnation of the show than I've ever done in my career. I still am racked with guilt. When I'm not there, I just am. Even though, you know, we're very flexible and we're very good to each other when it comes to downtime. If somebody's got something going on, we kind of cover for each other. But we are still, I don't know, it's a guilt thing. Maybe we love our job so much that we just we feel guilty when we're going to take some time
back,
off.
It goes back to radio.
Yeah, you know, it goes back to the radio.
Yeah.
You know, you really think you have to go to your grandmother's funeral? You really? Is that a must go?
Can't you just send flowers?
My early days.
Were you close?
Welcome, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, from Ohio, New York, Decatur, Alabama, Mountain View, Arkansas, and Tunica, Mississippi, Robinson, Illinois, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. The Mike O'Mara Show is on. Now we're all together. That's it's nice to be back.
Missed you.
It is, as I teased over the weekend, the only time that I... truly console myself when something has gone awry is that, it's material that I can use to share everything. I'm going to make an effort to go in chronological order, and I'm also going to be honest with you and say that not all elements of my week were bad, but many of them were. And that's going to be a recurring theme where I'm going to say, I don't think everybody's a certain way, but many of them are.
Are you going to paint? Are you going to paint with broad strokes today?
No, I'm going to be really, really specific.
Oh, good.
And I am going to share my experiences, and my desire in sharing these experiences is to, if you are planning some sort of theme park Orlando vacation, perhaps you can just hear me out and make a decision based on some of the experiences that I went through, which were multifold.
It's like a documentary.
Yes.
It's something that I had mentioned in the lead up to my vacation, if you truly wish to call it that. I do not. I will file
the best word, a sojourn.
Well, I file this trip under the gods of recreation owe me.
Oh,
because
wow.
A vacation for me should be now. I'm not the only guy that takes a vacation for his family where the kids come first. That's it, and that's what we were doing. Both Carl and I were doing that. We would have gone somewhere else if it was just us. That's so. I'm not the only. So it was a vacation.
This
and
is work.
And. What and spending time, I don't mind jumping ahead here I go, spending time with him and my wife was the best part of the week.
Sure.
He is just like my daughters, where when we go on the road and we go somewhere, just an amazing traveler, no hassle. I don't consider myself any special parent. I truly don't. I just happen to have kids that I got lucky with that are advanced in the area of travel and advanced in the area of going to these
amusement parks,
these idiot fests.
Ooh.
Oh,
that are called amusement parks. So
theme parks.
Many of you know that our trip, since we are Floridians, was a trip to the most magical place on earth. Let's start with that.
Sponsored by the Sun Pass, right? Florida's first way to travel. My car.
The most magical place on earth. Let's just start with that. I mean, it's absolute. There is not a statement that's ever been made in any marketing whatsoever in the world that is more inaccurate than describing that place as magical. I will break it all down for you. I will. And that sounds like a sports show. Hey, we're going to break down the trip to. No, I'm simply going to share with you my personal experiences. And the first thing that I can share with you, and this is where I had a great deal of angst.
Yes.
Leading up to the theme parks. Was the crowd scene. I had read a lot about it. I had read a lot about the fact that these parks were going to be balls to the wall, and they were.
Yeah.
Every one of them was. Mm-hmm. There were, by degree, our very first day was the Magic Kingdom.
That's the one with the castle, Oscar.
That's the original.
They just reopened it around the Beltway.
The OG.
I've really made an effort, and I've told people this, that I want to organize my thoughts about this so that I do not appear to be just screaming and ranting and raving.
An organized presentation.
I went in with the attitude of, I know I'm going to hate it. I hate theme parks. I hate amusement parks. I like rides. Probably as much as the next guy. I think a good ride is fun, but a good ride is, in my opinion, first and foremost, a children's activity. And I've got lots of thoughts on the, and I want, once again, I don't want to say that everybody is a certain way. I'm sure that there are certain men, grown men, who attended the park, perhaps alone, perhaps as a couple, perhaps with their families. I'm sure that some of them played an organized sport, but I want to say the majority of them did not. Based on my personal experience, there was a look to the average individual in this park that looked to me like guys that probably hadn't thrown a ball a lot in their lives, that had not made the varsity.
Yeah.
Just based on the look of the guys that I was looking
at.
Not
that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong. And I also completely and totally understand that this place, the Magic Kingdom and Disney World, is a place of memory. Wonderful childhood memories that get people to go back poor things year after year after year. And I, early in my career, spent some time opening up the these attractions with the radio promotion and being down there and seeing it in a real VIP way, which was really special.
Is your plaque still up, Mike, at the Living Seas?
Like, don't come in. Yeah. Mike was here.
No. I mean, that I don't even think that attraction is there anymore. That actually puts a date on it. The fact how long it's been since you've had a favorable relationship with.
We will begin with a last minute addition to the itinerary, because I knew that I was going to be free of golf for most of the week, but I wanted to play a classic venue that I've watched for years and years, and that's Bay Hill, which is in Orlando. That's Arnold Palmer's resort, where, you know, it's absolutely famous, and it's where Arnie goes. So I asked Carla, maybe 2 weeks before we were going, I said, do you think we could go up early on a Sunday and I could play Bay Hill? And she said, yeah. I mean, that's fine. I said, it'll get us up there earlier. And then we check into our regular hotel, which was not in the park, which was outside of the park, on Monday. And then we begin our odyssey. And we do 4 days in the park, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So she says, yes, I booked the trip. And I'm really, really, really excited. So we drive up, and it's an older community where this place is located, but it's got a hotel component to it. And I'm super excited because this is where Tiger Woods won all these tournaments. And Arnold Palmer, the late Arnold Palmer, who, as a golf fan, I revere the guy. Yes. And you walk into the lobby, and already you see all the pictures of Arnold. Huge. And I got my clubs in tow. And we're paying the most for any hotel room that we'll pay all week long because it's this place, and I want to be there.
And it's not great?
No, we're not there yet.
Oh.
No, it's fine.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine, Oscar.
It's not great, but it's not bad. But yeah, I don't care because I'm going to play
for the golf.
Right.
I'm playing for the golf at 9:20 the next morning. So I had made the reservation for the hotel, and then I'd called the pro shop, and I'd made the reservation for golf. And I remember saying, hey, you know, after paying for the hotel, the fee for the golf was extremely reasonable. And so I'm at the front desk, and I said to the lady, I said, this is really, really exciting for me. And, my question to you, do I send my clubs down to the pro shop, or do I keep them in the room? And she goes, well, what time is, your tea time? I said, my tea time, I remembered it by heart. It's 9:20 tomorrow morning, Monday morning. And I'm really, really excited about it. And she goes, you know, she does the click, click, click. Well, I've got the sound effect here. Okay. Yeah. So she said, oh, did you say 9:20 tomorrow morning? I said, yes, I did. So she's like going, okay, let me look at this. When did you make your reservation, sir? I said, I made it right around the time that I made the reservation for the hotel. Okay, let me see. And your reservation was for tomorrow. I said, yes, it was. Okay. She says, that's unusual because we are shutting the course down at noon today.
Oh.
And we should not have, I don't believe there are any tea times at all for the next week. And, you know, suddenly I go, what happened? And I'm like, oh, really? And I dive into my phone. And, of course, I can't find my confirmation. And I'm beginning to think that maybe this was a senior moment.
No.
Of senior moments where
it
I just
can't be.
Didn't confirm or whatever. And this is going on
golf,
for a while.
Yeah, this is something that really matters to you.
You know this matters to me.
Yeah,
but there were a lot of moving parts for this trip.
I understand, you know?
We're going to get to that later.
But I do
think
there
were more moving parts than anyone should ever have to suffer through on a vacation, unless you're like, all about the planning. Hey, here's another video showing you how to deal with it. We'll get to Disney. We will get to
Oscar,
Disney,
I mean,
to God.
If this was the one thing Mike was focused on, I don't think he would lose it in the details.
This is where I'm an idiot.
Okay.
So
you try to help.
Yeah, I was.
This is where I swear to God, this is where I'm a moron.
Yeah,
I find the confirmation.
Oh, okay. There we go.
The confirmation Monday morning, 9:20 at Bay Hills with an S in Arnold, Maryland. For any of you, our listeners, in Arnold, Maryland.
My God.
I said Arnold, Maryland. Arnold, Maryland. I'm in Orlando, Florida. What did I do? What did I do? Get it, Arnold? So I had seen Bay Hills. And
meanwhile, at 9:20 on Monday morning in Arnold, Maryland, they say, I don't think he's going to show up. I haven't seen him anywhere. I've got his
$39.
$39.
It was $39. And I thought they'd given me a senior discount.
$3 hot dogs.
By the time
anyone
we realized,
seen our 9:20?
Looks like he's thinking his $40 back.
No refunds.
They had all the pictures taken off of the walls because they're doing a full repainting, recarpeting.
Yeah.
They had, we walk over because the thing was, I was going to play golf. Carl was going to go into the gym in there. No, they're closing the gym at noon the day we arrived. There was the restaurant was open that evening. We did have dinner. We had dinner and I was relieved simply because, well, it's the beginning of a vacation. I play enough golf. No problem. It was my mistake.
The weird
at least I wasn't having a senior.
The weird coincidence is at that golf course in Arnold, Maryland, they weren't doing a total reover, but they were rinsing all the sinks.
Yeah. And Jesus. But it said Arnold, see? And I thought, oh, Arnold Palmer.
Can I ask Bay Hill?
I don't know why I did it. I made a mistake. Bay Hill. It was one letter.
But isn't the hotel, how do you stumble from your website booking the hotel to Maryland?
I don't know.
Does it open up into
a
larger suite?
I don't know. I really don't know. I can't tell you. I was the arrangements that you have to make for a Disney experience.
Yes.
It is not right. It is not the way it should. Life shouldn't be that way. You know what should be like that? The MCATs or the LSATs.
Yeah.
Or passing the bar. That's what that level of effort. Mm. Not when you're ponying out your money just to go on a nice magical vacation. So there were so many moving parts for this that and somebody says, what do you mean moving parts? Well, for me, there was a lot going on and it was last minute and I was excited. Yes. And
you see, Oscar, the town Arnold, Maryland made him think of Arnold Palmer.
I did. Because I'm like Arnold. Like Arnold Drive. I didn't even look at the full drive. I don't know. I'm an idiot. I was sad not only at dinner, but I was really upset.
Did your bottom
at
lip
the desk.
Did your bottom lip quiver?
It was almost tears.
Almost.
You have to understand, that was going to be the only thing
for you
that I did for me.
Exactly.
That week. And it was, but I live in Florida. It's 3 hours away, 2 hours and 45 minutes away. No big whooping. I'll be able to do it again.
But it's, it's hard because you, and let's be humans here for 2 seconds. You,
if we must,
can only be mad at yourself. And you don't want to be mad at yourself.
Right.
Not at the beginning of the trip.
No.
And I was extremely disappointed, but I have an 8-year-old who I want to behave like an adult in front of, and it was my fault. I made the mistake. And I was relieved that I had retrieved the reservation so that I didn't have that feeling that is even worse,
right,
where you don't have any memory of what happened and what you did.
But it
is a whole blank spot.
It is rotten when a 5-day getaway begins on such a down note.
Yeah, it was kind of a drag. But at the same time, we were up where we wanted to be. We cruised around Orlando, went to the Florida Mall, spent a long time in there, bopping around.
Nice malls, Millennium Mall.
Got a little place called Chi with Carla and Michael was playing on his phone while Mama and Papa got foot massages in the mall. And it wasn't the open air one like they have down at Potomac Mills. It was actually in a little. They had some retail
space. Does Potomac Mills have a golf course?
Yeah, they probably do.
Now,
there are a bunch of them.
It's
down there,
the mall at Millennia, the nicest mall
in town.
Orlando.
In town.
No, it was the Florida Mall.
Oh, let me look at that one.
When you ate at the Arnold Palmer restaurant.
I didn't know there was a nicer one. Yeah.
Mike, did you have tea and lemonade mixed together?
No, I did not. No.
Did they make a big deal of it?
No.
They're good.
No, it was. There's nobody there. And they were giggling, laughing. Staff was out of their minds. They were going on vacation.
Sure, for a week. Yeah.
They were absolutely euphoric. And they were very nice. Everybody there was extremely nice. Except for the pro in the pro shop who was ready to get out of there.
Did they offer to FedEx your clubs to Arnold, Maryland?
No, I hauled them back down to the car and had the car brought around. And,
that's okay. They don't take up much room. It's okay that you brought them.
And then our plan had been,
yes,
and we'll get to this. Obviously, if you're going to go to the parks, you stay in the resort
on property
because it'll be so much more convenient.
Access, yes, baby.
Yeah,
just for S's and giggles, and this will. I'll refer back to this.
Okay.
Because I priced it this morning. Say I was going to stay at the Contemporary Resort, which is very close to the Magic Kingdom
Oscar,
and all
that. Oscar, this is the A-shaped one that has the monorail that drives right through.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's
very modern in 1969.
Well, it was. I believe the Contemporary did open with the park. So you're not far off. Yeah.
50 years old.
Yeah.
And my experience with some of these Disney properties, because I've stayed at them doing radio promotions, are they're, you know, they call it like the Contemporary Resort or the Polynesian Village or the Frontier, blah, blah, blah. And they're the Contemporary Resort, which, make no mistake, looks very modern from the outside. It's concrete and it's kind of, but it's a motel. All right. If you go into the room, it's a motel room. It's nothing special. And $547 a night.
Oh.
I'll get back to that. That's number one on my list of the Disney.
It's thing. Good to know, Mike, that they've kept the prices contemporary as well.
So we stayed about 20 miles away. We stayed in downtown Orlando, and it worked out really, really well because they were really nice. The room was clean, and it was, it's where we decided we were going to stay. And then on Tuesday morning, it was up early, our first really early morning. We modified that after a while. And it was off to the park. And we were going to drive.
So Monday night, did you stay in the place that's closer to Disney?
No.
No. So no, you no, left we from stayed, Bayville.
We stayed Bay Hill.
Bay Hill. You left
or Bay Hills if you're going to Arnold.
No,
Maryland.
I'm not in Arnold, Maryland. So you left from
Bay. Because I'm a moron.
Bay Hill.
I'm a moron.
And you drove to the park from Bay Hill.
So say this would be if I was producing a radio show, that would be the kind of mess up that could get you fired.
A fireable offense.
That could be a
this
fireable
place
offense. That was
looks beautiful, if I may say so. If I can get
what's that?
Really
which one is that?
This is the Contemporary. It's saying it's a Contemporary, at least. If I can get a good light on this.
Yeah.
No, I'll give you a better picture now. Can I share I can actually share from my computer pictures onto the screen.
Oh, that's right, because this is the Zoom.
Well, no, because that looks like a two-building complex.
Yeah, it was an A-frame two-building.
No.
I don't different
think
place.
It's a two. It's
different
not
place.
A two-building complex.
Do they have a pool like a beach?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, disregard.
I don't know. Are you justifying the cost of $547?
Well,
that better be like a Ritz-Carlton. Or even that's high. I remember the first time I spent over $200 on a hotel room. It was a tragedy.
Mike, I think the closest comparison to you when we were in Charleston.
Yeah.
In the historic Charleston, we could not find a room with notice for less than $600.
Oh.
A room. And they weren't. You saw my room. It wasn't the Ritz-Carlton.
Well, you know, Mike, at King's Dominion, there's a Hampton Inn that's $89 a night.
Still?
I bet you that guy is like $300 now.
You
I
think?
Bet you. I bet you.
What if you have a Groupon?
From 3 years ago?
Yeah. I'll pencil
let me
out.
At, let me look up that. Let me look up to give you some context.
The hotel I stayed in.
Doswell.
Was also about to be renovated. But it was really cool, very nice people. And it was not Disney at all. It was not. It had nothing to do with it. It was far enough away. Was mm-hmm. there traffic? Oh, another thing that I'll add. There's so many things. I have one, too. I have about a 12-item list of why. If you are planning,
right,
and you've already made your plans, knock yourself out. Make the best of it. Have yourself a good old time. I'm going to cover it all here. I'm going to cover what Oscar talked about with the VIP passes, where if you want to do it that way, I'm going to talk about their little line system that they have, Lightning Lanes. F you.
Now, Lanes, Mike,
balls,
is it La Quinta where Kings Dominion is?
It might be.
Yeah, sure. It's Orlando. There are probably multiple La Quintas in the area.
No, but he's checking out my Kings Dominion property.
It's still from $89.
Yeah. See, I told you.
There you go.
And like Mike says, very clean. Very clean.
The rooms. Oh, by the way, if you go on certain blogs when it comes to the Disney properties,
yeah,
you're going to get commentary about the cleanliness, that it's an issue. And I posit this to you gentlemen.
Yes.
I don't know if this is a lack of quality employees or employees doing their jobs, but I think it's more volume, volume, volume.
Gotta be.
I think when you have that parade of stink ass going through these rooms with a revolving door, with the volume of people pooping and puking that are going through this place, it's probably difficult to keep clean.
Would you say it's a mix of volume and clientele?
Rob, I am here to tell you that you know, I had a prejudicial point of view.
All right. I will
admit that. I will cop to that.
Takes a big man to admit it.
Nothing I saw did anything but make my opinion worse than it was. And I didn't think that was possible. I did not think that was possible at the most magical place on earth. I'll go right to the finish when I do my analysis of the park. Their skill at that place is one thing and one thing only. It is crowd management.
Mm.
It is their goal. Is in no way to prioritize a phenomenal experience. Their goal is to sardine as many sweaty, pasty people into that sardine can of an attraction that they can get every day and do it with efficiency and with enough of an illusion to make you think that you're actually going somewhere when you're actually not. We'll get back to that.
Yeah.
It really was something. Let's take a break now. When I come back, I will tell you about the first real moment that we had on Tuesday. Yuck. God almighty. Run for your lives if you're planning that. And we'll come back with more. And it culminates with the last day in the theme park. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
Are you a 40-something-year-old chick going through a midlife crisis? Looking to get some validation for keeping it tight all these years? Would you like to be TikTok famous? Let's get you a starter pack. You know the drill. MichaelMaraShow.com. Shopping. Walmart. Let's get started with some ripped denim shorts and a new bikini top. Self-tanner, volumizing conditioner, fake tattoos, and most importantly, a selfie light ring. Throw in a tube of Ben Gay for after you shake your ass on camera. You're not in your 20s anymore, sweetheart. Pretty soon, you're going to have thousands of creeps just like Oscar Santana following you. And you did it all thanks to the Walmart tab on the TMY Shopping Center. And now, back to the guy who's never been on TikTok, Mike O'Mara.
Hi, welcome. So nice to be back with you. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show, this segment, is brought to you by Legacy Box. Are your family's memories trapped on old, unwatchable camcorder tapes or film reels, like perhaps back in the 70s,
your family
took a trip to Disney when it was really something? Legacy Box is the solution and the best way to preserve your past. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service, and if you've got it, they can digitize it. Legacy Box can digitize 19 different types of media, from VHS tapes to Super 8 film. To preserve all of your treasured moments, each item is hand-digitized by a team of over 200 trained technicians right here in the good old USA. And each kit includes everything you need to safely pack and send your recorded moments. We've all used it. I converted actual film from the 1950s before Disney World was built. It looks amazing. Oscar and Rob converted their videotapes before they disintegrated, and now they're safe forever from fire, water, and age. From earth, wind, and fire. Exactly. Anyway, Legacy Box has been trusted by over a million families to preserve their heritage forever. Isn't it time to make sure your past sees the future? You want to do that.
Yeah.
The Legacy Box Father's Day event is happening right now. You go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50%. Legacy Box is great for your family or as a gift for dad. That's legacybox.com/TMOS for 50% off. Legacybox.com/TMOS. So the first thing I wanted to talk to you fellas about with this experience is, you know, I would have loved to stay on property. I would have loved to do that, but I don't. I'm not in that zip code where I'm going to, you know, put out that kind of cash for what I know, because I've been in them before, is a glorified motel room, which really many hotels are anyway. It's about demand and what's happening and all
location,
that. I get that.
Location.
These rooms go from $547 to $750 a night. Maybe a little lower in the rare time that it's not balls to the wall.
Does that give you any discount on your park admission or just like...
Yeah, I'm sure that you get a few. I think if you stay in one of the resorts, you get to go into the park half an hour early. Thank you!
But I mean, that's...
Thank you so much!
But no financial consideration.
No.
I'm not 100% sure.
No, you still pay full price for the tickets.
I think you stay... pay full price. And you pay full price if you get any kind of package.
All right. You can get
to the VIP. We'll get to the VIP package. I know Oscar's recently... dumped his family in that park for a while.
Oh, yeah.
At the Magic Kingdom, we drive, get up early in the morning, and the first thing you're going to want to know if you're staying around the Orlando area is that Interstate 4, which Oscar has had experience with, which the Michael Mara Show team has had experience with, is arguably one of the worst roads in the United States. Probably one of the worst, probably definitely in the top 10 of bad interstates in the United States. It really is difficult. Every day there was some sort of accident or traffic jam, including when we arrived in the Orlando area. So be aware of that if you're going to be
high traffic, low IQ.
It's it's a city. I'm in a small city. It's intense, but we made it, and Oscar will be very happy to know that we reacquainted ourselves with one of those old apps that he loves so much. Hi, Santos.
Hello, Santos.
He's on camera.
The Waze app was spectacular.
Helpful? Yeah,
the Waze apps continue to be good. Always was good, but it was really it's the right way to do it. It almost boned me once, but it's a good app, and I popped off. You know, they all do traffic alerts and, you know, trouble up ahead, but the Waze app is still relying on other motorists. And I think
seems
it does
to
really
be
well.
Still the creme de la creme of those.
So we arrive, and
what's the reaction of your son when you go under the arch? The arch that says like "Welcome to Disney World." He's got to be excited.
Yeah, I mean, he's happy. You know, it wasn't like he was going, oh my God, it's not like the Griswolds.
Okay.
You know? I mean, he's not all that Disney-fied. He's not. Mm. I mean, he was extremely excited leading up to the trip, extremely excited the night before, bouncing off the walls. He likes, I think, being an 8-year-old, he's in the moment more than, seeing the arch, he doesn't connect with, when he's sitting down in a ride, that's when he gets excited.
Okay.
You know
all
what
right.
I mean? And it was fun. It's fun to see the Wally World thing over the highway as you're driving in. And then we popped for the expensive parking.
Mm-hmm.
Usually worth
preferred,
it.
Preferred parking, which I thought was... I'm not going to throw him under the bus with that because the truth is it probably was worth it to a degree.
Yeah.
And then getting into the park, I was really, really worried about. I, in my own mind, had envisioned that going to the Magic Kingdom, that with the preferred parking, you go up and then you're just very close to the gates.
Yeah.
And when I saw the gates, I'm like, ha-ha, this rocks. No, this was a gate to a monorail and a ferry boat. To go across you know, E. coli River or E. coli yeah. Lake.
The replica to get to the, of the Staten Island Ferry. That's
to get to the thing.
Yeah.
You know, which and then they
so preferred
as I said,
parking just got you closer to the depot. Is that it?
That's what it was. Yeah.
No, wow. No preferred access.
That's what there was no I don't know. I there'll be a lot of I don't knows because I didn't sweat that detail. I didn't sweat a lot of details. I was worn down by Disney very quickly. Okay. It didn't take long for me to just go, I don't get it. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not doing this correctly. You know,
there's a lot of talk about the arrival time.
Yes, I've heard this. Like,
what were we going to do? How were you going to map it out? Mm-hmm. Was there a gaming of we'll get there early, we'll get there late, noon's fine by us? What did you decide?
Well, we got there early the first day, and we never got there early again because we didn't feel there was any benefit.
Really?
Well, I mean, we'll get to this system that these f***ers have in this park for
can't
you know
say
for
that.
I'm sorry for managing lines. You don't manage lines. You're gonna wait in a line. It's a degree of line, you know.
It's sleight of hand
to pay for to wait.
Yeah
Well, it's $15 a day, which we paid for to get what's called the Genie.
Ooh,
Plus.
Genie Plus.
I hate them so much. I hate them so deeply. I hate everything about it. I hate the rules. I hate the people. I hate. But I didn't show any of this to my family.
Good.
I was perky and I was tolerant. The only tell they would get is that when we were in after maybe 45 minutes of standing in a line, inhaling someone's ass cheeks that doesn't properly clean themselves due to just ridiculous obesity, that I would put my hands on my knees and bend my head down because I'm sweating and I'm very... And by the way, when I get up in the morning at Disney, and I'm a fat guy,
yeah,
I am scrubbing. I am absolutely. I'm over underarm deodorizing. Mm-hmm. I'm using a cologne. I'm washing my hair three times, not twice, like I normally do. I am shaving closer. I want to look fastidious and clean because I know that they're going to be people in there that look like they were. They're a poop dip cone when they go in there. You know what I mean? It really. So let me get. I'm gonna not go off on a rant.
Are
I
they still
do this.
Selling those in Frontierland? The poop dip cone.
The poop dip cone.
Yes.
So we go in. First thing in the park. The park is old. Many rides, many, not all, many are dated and worn. However, I have memories with my mom and dad back in the day of going to Pirates of the Caribbean and the Haunted Mansion, and we got onto both of those sometime during the day.
That's great.
It was a bit of a wait, but it was not a bad wait because they're old. Yeah. And what Disney is new, like Americans are. New, now, shiny and new. You
know. I felt when I went, and this was 10 years ago, that Pirates of the Caribbean had not aged well, but I thought the Haunted Mansion was still fantastic. Did your boy like the Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, sure, Rob. Yeah, it's still fantastic. No, it's not.
It's a long wait for minimal
yes.
payoff.
That type of stimulus doesn't. There's nothing as an adult. I liked it when I was a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
There's nothing that does it for
the
me.
The classics don't hold up, but the new guys should.
I would think, yeah.
Whatever. So anyway, you know, so I'm... No, I mean, I
F rave reviews for the Guardians of the Galaxy?
F it up. Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. It's almost like you're a mind reader. But Magic Kingdom, fine. I don't want to lose the crowd here, so I want to say right. Okay, Magic Kingdom, fine.
All right.
The Genie Plus.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it right. I'm messing up, okay? So the Genie Plus that I'm trying... Get my papers here. I'm trying to organize it so that I can go in a lightning lane, all right? And a lightning lane, you use Genie Plus, and here we go. One of the most important and potentially confusing rules with Genie Plus is that the 120-minute rule. This rule has to do with when you can make Genie Plus Lightning Lane selections. Once you've purchased Genie Plus, you can make these selections throughout the day. Remember that if you buy Genie Plus for your day, you can start making Lightning Lane reservations at 7 a.m. Each person is in your group can only make these selections one at a time. So everyone in your group can choose a ride, one ride where they'll skip the line at 7 a.m. Once you've made the selection, you can make your next Lightning Lane selection when, one, you have used the first one you booked, or two, your first return time window has ended. If you miss it, 120 minutes have passed. You're making this. What is the deal? What is this rule crap? I paid $1 billion to go into your stupid ass Mickey land, and I just want to go on rides. Just manage it. But there's a Lightning Lane, and we did it. Second day worked better than the first. But we ended up spending almost 90 minutes on inline smelling ass for Splash Mountain, which is not all roller coaster or water slide ride. It's a lot of that animatronic garbage.
They're repurposing it because up until recently, it still had characters from Song of the South, and that's not okay.
Okay, I know the stuff you care about. Disney Genie Plus service Lightning Lane selections can only be made one at a time. You must redeem an existing Disney Genie Plus service Lightning Lane selection or wait 2 hours, whichever comes first, before making another. That was the problem for us on the first day. You have to wait 2 hours.
Two hours before is bad, you don't stay in a park all day. You're maybe 4 hours, so that's two chances.
I wrote it down because I still couldn't figure it out. I couldn't explain it off the top of my head. Genie Plus. And when you open up the app, which is the experience, the Disney experience,
sure,
and they say, your magic is, we're working on your magic. Now, it's all that branding crap. It's just dishonest. And, that's it. So
also meant to fight any gaming of the system, right?
Yeah, probably.
For example, Six Flags, park of note, in PG County.
Beautiful place.
Wonderful property. Six Flags America. They had an issue this past year, Mike, just a quick sidebar, where they had an all-you-can-eat pass that they had sold. And so many people were going there for lunch, dinner, and breakfast that they had to cancel the all-you-can-eat pass because they were losing money hand over fist.
Yeah, it was like not even, people weren't just showing up for rides, they were showing up for meals.
Well, that's what they do at amusement parks. People that go to amusement parks are, I'm not going there. I'm not going to besmirch because I've gone to, but Rob's a grifter. I mean, we know that. I mean, Rob will game it if he could, right?
Part
of the deal is they're all trying to do that.
Well, you see,
it is a culture in these amusement parks, of gaming and beating up your rival, of me not having to wait in line and you do, ha, 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 I get to walk my stink ass by your stink ass as I'm getting on my ride.
They do that, but that's really not the bottom line. The bottom line is to get your money. That's what they want.
Well, I know that. That goes without saying.
If they can use the chip of the genie thing to get you your money, that's what they... And then they make it so it's not useful. That's the thing.
It's not useful. And it's not...
I guess the reason I had a better time there is because it was a make-a-wish trip. And I wouldn't wish cancer on anybody, but it really made a great trip.
Right.
You had the lightning pass.
All day. Yeah. All day. Yeah.
Well, they had fast pass back in those days.
I believe it was.
Right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, didn't you have a person?
No, we had
straight to the front, right?
We were issued
to the front.
We were issued a lanyard, a Make-A-Wish lanyard, and we were always escorted to the front, which was
I've never besmirched you for doing that, even though your son was already cured. Yeah.
Mike, I don't make the rules.
That'd be strange.
Yeah, this is you don't make the rules, bud. Gaming the system. Anyway, as far as that's okay. The other thing I should mention,
Papers. He was sick, you know.
Nobody was happier. I mean, with the
when he was sick.
No. Jesus, stop it, you monster. That's not it.
You said it's great for
again,
the show.
I think you deserved it with your family after that.
Yeah, and also I think the hardest part of the whole thing was getting a 2-year-old to smoke. But he's, you know what? He's a real chip off the old block.
To get the disease to get you in the park.
That's right. I said, do you want to wait in line? I don't want to wait in line. These are called Pall Malls. Get busy.
As park goers, both of you are park goers.
Yes.
We get back to another thing here. All right. Where did I put this here? And I am not saying, and I'm not judging, because I know that there is definitely a percentage of people that require assistance in their mobility getting around.
But oh, that's true.
Very true. I guarantee you, I don't know what kind of percentage you would put on, but it ain't 100%.
You're right.
Where those Fatty McFattigans need those rascals. I'm sure some of them do, but not all of them. I looked at people, and the best example was a lady who was not on a scooter, but she was on a cane, and she was in front of us as we walked onto the ride. I forgot what it was. It was something with 3D something, 5-0, F it, whatever the hell it was. So we walk in, and she is on the far line. She's walking like this, like painful to watch her.
Right.
No.
And then she didn't listen to the instructions where the doors were going to open up from the inside and she might get hit. And I knew that was coming. And I told Cross, she's not listening. She's talking. And now it's going to hit her in the head when it opens. It didn't. She barely got by it. And then
damn it,
they say, we have some space down front, which is a better view of the magical
better view of you losing your money.
The Philhar magic thing, whatever.
Yeah.
And we watched this woman, cane in the air, not on her shoulder, but it could have been, fly down to the front without an infirmed leg at all. It was fun to watch. I'm saying that I think there are people at the volume of crowds we had that game the system. So we go down, we watch this. They're doing
my thing. My theory when I saw it is that about 25% really needed the scooter. That was about what I guess.
I think you would be, you know, but who knows?
Who knows?
And who are we to judge?
And bless their hearts, Mike.
Bless their hearts, Rob. That's what I say every time I saw them. Bless their hearts.
Isn't an amusement park the perfect venue for those types of shenanigans?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's perfect for it because, I mean, who's going to call them? I mean, if you're paying for the rascal, and by the way, don't they rent them, right? They don't.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure people have their own thing. And there were people that were in wheelchairs and had legitimate, you know. And
you should use your genie pass to get a scooter really quickly.
The mileage, Carla, and she's a fit lady, was telling me that, you know, at the end of the day, we averaged probably 5 miles hoofing it. Mm. About 5 miles per day. Well, it's all you do is walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, there's another thing, folks. If you're planning on a trip to the Magic World or whatever the hell it's called, you know, get ready to walk.
Throw
a little bit of fun.
Your Skechers.
Walk. Yeah. A little fun. Oh, and the Skechers, which I purchased to go to the park, which is the shoe of the dork. Let's make no mistake about it.
I thought you were going to have the shoe of the dork underneath it.
Yeah, and they ended up that night after the Magic Kingdom, they were put in the trash.
Oh. Oh, why?
Because I had a pair of running shoes that had more support.
Much more comfortable.
Skechers did not work out.
Rockies.
Anyway, we have to take a break. This is leading up to our third and what turned out to be final day at the park.
Oh, my goodness.
This is great.
Because we're done with the Magic Kingdom. Splash Mountain can lick it, but that's 90 minutes of waiting, and that's when I was just devastated. And then the next day was going to be Epcot, and that's the story of the week. We'll be right back.
Has this ever happened to you?
This guy saw me running. He's closing the door, pretending like he hasn't seen me I'm yelling.
Step up to a new experience in airline travel that's made for a powerful, sophisticated business leader like you.
I buy, you fly.
Santana Airlines shows you the difference between getting where you're going and leading the way.
It's not like we're in a hurry to go anywhere.
Santana Airlines, where everyone is treated like a CEO.
I'm a CEO.
I'm the president. She's vice president.
And as you enjoy the synergy of the amazing skies, use what little bandwidth you think is actionable and circle back to the amazing deals at the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center.
Leverage the value proposition of that low-hanging fruit. At the end of the day, it's a win-win. Just pivot and click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
It's amazing.
Hold that play!
Those guys. Hey, attention gamers. It's time to level up your gameplay with Backbone. Backbone transforms your iPhone into a handheld console. My son has one, and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You can play anytime, anywhere. Simply plug your iPhone into the Backbone and enjoy console-quality controls as you play Xbox, PlayStation, PC, and App Store games. No console, no problem. Stream hundreds of games like FIFA, Halo, or Minecraft through cloud gaming services. And if you have a PlayStation, Xbox, or PC, play games you own with Remote Play. Or the Steam Link.
So cool.
It's a great app. Experience for yourself what TechCrunch calls the closest we've ever seen to a portable Xbox. My son used it on the whole trip. And it's just, it's like great food. The simplicity of it is so incredible when you look at this beautifully made device, but it works, and that's all that matters. Backbone brings games like Spider-Man, Madden, and Grand Theft Auto right to my phone. Go to playbackbone.com/TMOS now. Order your Backbone by June 30th and get free access to over 350 console games and perks, including a free month of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, 1 month free of Apple Arcade, 2 months free of Google Stadia Pro, and 3 months free of Discord Nitro. Find your next adventure at playbackbone.com/TMOS. So we established the Disney situation on our first day. A, it's insanely crowded. B, it's extremely hot. C, I haven't figured out this convoluted, ridiculous genie system to get in these lightning lanes, but I do better the second day. I'm up, and one of the things we slept in on Wednesday before we went to Epcot, which I was looking forward to because Epcot is, I think, of all the parks there, it's the more chill park.
And it looks like a golf ball.
It's a wonderful little world-shaped golf ball.
And it does. I think it skews a little older. So, I mean, there might be a little more intellectual fodder for you to gnash on when you go there.
Yeah, I think so. And we had a day plan, but there is one brand new attraction at Disney, and that is the ride is called Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
Yeah.
It's one of just your Marvel opened. Things,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It just opened, and so I missed the 7 o'clock sign up. And I asked somebody about it, and they said they don't have a lightning lane. They have what is called a virtual queue. Mm. I hope I'm explaining this the right way.
I'm with you so far.
I had to wait till 1 o'clock sharp, and they say refresh your screen at 1 o'clock so you can get in on the next, the next group of people that are going to be able to wait in line for Guardians of the Galaxy.
You're literally waiting to get a spot in line. You're waiting to wait.
Yeah, and it turned out 1 o'clock hits. I got in, and they put me in a queue line for 6 o'clock.
Oh, big win.
Yeah, big win. That's what I said, 6 o'clock.
So you don't actually...
1 o'clock, 5 hours later, great.
Kill 5 hours.
I have to pay.
But you don't have to stand in line.
Just kill 5 hours in stink land.
You don't have to stand in line for 5 hours. You just have to be there at six, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just have to show up there. And
it's not great, but it's better, I guess.
And now I'm going to say something positive. I'm going to say something, and I bet the real coaster people are going to mock me, but I thought this ride was so good, it bordered on making me emotional. It was so beautiful. And it's called Soarin'.
Yes.
Where you know this?
Yeah,
you know this ride?
We talked about it before you went on the trip. I said it's a must experience.
Rob, it was just beautiful.
Isn't
breathtaking.
It? Yes.
3D, you're floating above the Taj Mahal. Just.
I don't know how they do it.
I loved it.
I don't know how the way they make you feel on it. You really do feel like you're hang gliding. And did you notice all that they use the sound and scents? Like you fly over an orange grove, you can smell oranges. It's
that not so much, but
it was just
but
cool.
Really, real time, not real time, like drone footage or helicopter footage of these attractions, which I will never see, not all of them. And I really thought that was
special. I'm glad you liked it. I thought that
was a sensational
ride.
Getting, using this app to get it. Epcot was starting to work out better. Although when we waited in line for Canada, the experience, Canada, and when they make you wait in a queue and then it's a stand-up attraction, 3D, immersive, 360-degree view where you're standing, that wasn't fun.
Well, Canada attraction...
My feet are hurting. My legs are hurting. My feet are hurting. Everything's hurting.
The Canada attraction used to be different where you'd go in and then people in native dress would come and apologize to you. I'm sorry. Ooh,
it was
sorry.
Fine. So we hop around. We did that.
I'll be back.
I guess so.
What happened?
Why did you? Okay? He'll be
my
back.
My camera just.
Why did you choose Canada of all the countries represented at
Epcot? We were there. We had a reservation in Mexico for a 2 o'clock late lunch.
All right.
Early dinner. That's what we were going
to
do.
And then as it load up. Before you rode the roller coaster with Mexican food?
No, it just happened to be the time because we made the reservation 60 days in advance.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
So I had no idea what was going on. And so we did several other attractions. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what. Epcot is not an attraction-heavy park as the stuff. I'm getting so confused. That looks a little bit like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I'm trying to find my way through the queue.
Did you go through and they might not even have it anymore, the Epcot mm-hmm. ride that's like a look at the past and a look at the future.
We went on a couple of, we went through an actual interesting one, which was the Green Earth, where they show you hydroponic farming and stuff that was actually... interesting, that kind of stuff.
But you didn't see the display that has the robots of the man in the 1920s.
No, we didn't do that one. I don't know if that one's there anymore.
I think it must be gone because they're like, someday there will be a machine to wash your clothes.
They Lumina is starting one moment.
Yes.
It's booting. I'm still here in audio.
Is Lumina the app you're using for your phone?
For your camera? That I'm trying to connect the camera to right now, yes.
Oscar, since all we see is...
Who
built Lumina? Skype?
I don't know. The Genie Pass, the Disney people.
All we see is a galaxy, and we hear your voice. Could you speak like you're a lord of the galaxy somehow?
At 6 p.m., you'll be allowed to stand in line one more time.
Oh, another thing for Disney, since I'm going through my list here.
Laundry list.
Attitude of employees pretty darn good, really.
Yeah.
Except for the security guards. They're dicks.
Really?
They're dicks. Yeah, because they probably have to wrangle the most people. But once again, it's crowd control. And the crowd control being back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Everybody knows that you go back and forth in these lines. And it was off to Mexico, which I had a memory. I think I've taken some people on the show to this little restaurant where you sit in front of a volcano. And it's a ride that goes through there. But you have a restaurant. You have a nice little Mexican meal. And it was nice. It was a nice experience.
It's called Senor Waltz. Anal volcano, isn't it?
Well, it used to. Oh, there's Shannon. Hey, Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Yoo-hoo.
Did she get sick? Did she get sick too? Oh, now
she's sick as well. She's sick as well.
Yeah, she's sick as well. Oh, you
look at her. She doesn't look as hot as
she must. She must love you, Oscar.
She always looks good.
I'm just kidding, Peach. I love you.
She doesn't matter if she's sick. She always looks good.
She's out of here.
I'm a fan. You know, I'm a turbo fan.
We're all fans.
Here's the thing. We have a very a nice line. I said we have a 2 o'clock reservation that we made 60 days in advance because that's the way they roll.
Right.
By the way, the coveted two o'clock reservation. You can make Disney World dining reservations for your trip starting 60 days in advance. In the past, this window had been 180 days. No matter what time of year you'll be visiting, we recommend making reservations as close as you can to the magical 60-day mark. The magical 60-day mark. For guests staying at Walt Disney World Resort Hotel, you have 60 days in advance of your check-in day. Just on and on with rules and regulations.
It is downright gutsy to call a two-month in advance reservation a magical date.
Yeah, it's their BS that they have. Mm-hmm. But we got in and I said, it's 1:45. Maybe maybe if we get there early, we check in. And I walk up and the lady says to me, you have a 2 o'clock reservation. Yeah, I said, I was just checking in early, see if that's okay. She said, you know, yeah, that's okay. We'll take care of it.
Wow.
Well, what taking care of meant, she only offered to check us in early. We ended up being seated 40 minutes later. So the idea that she was doing me a solid.
There was nothing to it.
And they, it was stink gas central because people were plying into this place. But we get done at about 3:30, 4:30. We went on another attraction. We get called to our queue early for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
Does anyone call you or is it just a text?
It's a text.
Oh, it's a shame. It's a text. I hope it would. Yeah. I wish it had been like Goofy calling you.
Now, so I think 5:15 instead of 6 o'clock is when we made our way over to the queue. And the queue is, oh, well, this is going to be great. No, this is another interminable, we estimated about an hour line to get in with their virtual queue. Their goal at Disney is to manage crowds and just shoehorn people constantly into. There's no effort for all this effort that was made. Get up at 7 o'clock, make a reservation. You can't make that. You missed it. Get on at 1 o'clock. Wait till the split second and get in there and refresh your blah, 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 and do all this and get in there. And then we went backwards, forwards,
yeah, back and forth.
Level one, backwards, forwards. Level two, backwards, forwards. Level three, backwards, forwards. Into a room. Acting time. Turn on the screen with the actors.
Oh, yeah, they love that.
Who are setting us up for our wonderful little thing. Hey, actors, I'm Glenn Close. Get ready for your... And all I'm hearing with the actor on the screen is... Because it's BS, and I'm not a Marvel guy, and I don't care.
You actually...
I want this to be over. And then the doors open... Into another holding area where we get another acting playlet where, oh, we've got to do this. We've got to save the galaxy. Oh, my God, the power just went up. Oh, my God.
And yeah, you can't ride a roller coaster, Mike, without a backstory.
All I'm thinking about is my feet. That's all I'm thinking. Then the doors finally open. Said, here we go. Nope. Up a line, back and forwards, backwards, forwards, back. It was BS to the point where I said, there is no attraction that has worked. This. And then we get to the roller coaster. And
I know what he's getting into, Rob. Yeah. And when I tell you roller coaster,
yeah,
is used in air quotes.
Okay. Oh, this
I will read an article from Orlando Weekly.
Oh,
that I read after my day in Epcot.
Okay.
From Orlando Weekly. Whether it's the anticipation of 4 years of waiting, the brutal Florida heat, or the ride's 360-degree spinning motion, the new Guardians of the Galaxy-themed ride is reportedly making riders sick. A report from a theme park news site Walt Disney World News Today claims that many riders were experiencing motion sickness from the ride, collecting themselves after the experience in nearby cafes and on planters. Twitter users who claim to have ridden the ride say that cast members were handing out barf bags to people experiencing motion sickness after riding the long-awaited ride. Now, my relief band was with me on every ride I went on.
Awesome.
And my relief band rocked and did a great job. But... I have to say my relief band, I had it on a lower setting and perhaps I should have maxed it out.
Sure.
I am fine going backwards to forwards. And what I have a trick that if something is really bugging me, I will kind of squint my eyes or maybe even close my eyes so that the motion doesn't get to me. I had no idea that this incredibly violent ride was just as much sideways as it was up and down. And that is really what the problem was. And you go in and you go up a little steep hill and then you go into a dark room. And after the dark room, you are waiting. And the room goes completely dark. Mm-hmm. And then Gloria Estefan comes on. And you go backwards. And that's okay, too, because I did that in Universal on Revenge of the Mummy. I did that. You go backwards, and then suddenly you're going sideways, 300. You're spinning and riding a roller coaster at the same thing. The nausea reflex for me was instantaneous. I immediately felt nauseous. I mean severely nauseous. I don't get sick very often. I don't feel sick very often. And the rest of the ride, and I have no idea how long it lasts, probably 2.5 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever
if
the hell
that,
it is,
yeah.
was, and by the way, Carla and Michael were in back of me in the other car. I was in the seat with another gentleman that was sitting to my left. And at the probably the minute mark, maybe less than that, maybe the 40-second mark, all I am thinking to myself is, please, God Almighty, please, our Savior in heaven, please, my God, please do not barf. Please do not puke. Please don't let it happen. I don't want it to happen. And all I closed my eyes thinking, mistakenly, as it turned out, that that would somehow dispel the nausea right. that I was experiencing. And I was not successful. I continued to feel sicker and sicker and sicker, and I am praying for this thing to end. I had not, I maybe had in a little cursory moment read something about this, but I only found out later that night that, you know, many, many people, I don't know how many,
yeah,
are getting sick on this ride.
How are they behind you, your wife and son?
They don't even know. They're it's dark. You're in a darkened room. That's part of the problem, like Space Mountain.
Yeah.
You're in a roller coaster, 360 degrees, spinning in a dark room with all these stars, and it's just like, oh, Oscar, God damn it.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh,
you said stars. I gave you stars.
What's the matter with your camera? God damn it. Anyway, what happened was at the very end, you're coming down a little bit of a tunnel.
Right.
And at that point, let me explain something that I learned about motion sickness. It's not like once the ride stops spinning.
Right.
Your motion sickness has been set into play.
Yeah.
And that's when I...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I barfed. I barfed on the front of my shirt.
Oh, no.
I barfed on the front of my shirt, and then I the guy didn't even notice because I went like this. I went, like that. I'm wearing a pink shirt. And I'm like going, with that. And then I
should've
barfed
worn a
out the side of the ride.
A burrito-colored shirt.
It was, yeah, well, I had enchiladas.
Oh, my God.
I had enchiladas, and then... I got off, and my wife and son looked at me, and went, oh, my dad? Honey? And I was grand, and then I barfed into the trash can.
Oh,
I
no.
got off.
Do people have their Gross. Phones out?
I did. Where's my barf? Where's my barf sound? I never have it when I want it, for
my
God's
God.
sake.
Well, at least you're not trending on TikTok or anything.
Yeah,
do you?
There it is. Not playing. Of course it isn't. Why should it? Why
this
should
is-
that do that?
Yeah. This is a next level of, I wanted to go, I didn't go, I shouldn't have gone, I never should have even taken the trip.
Yeah.
Oh. I barfed.
Was there
I
a
have
shirt?
Never been, I have never, the shirt was soaked with sweat from the 95 degree temperatures
sure.
in Orlando. So that, you know, that worked to it. I was sitting out on a bench. Fortunately, it was our last attraction of the day. We were heading home anyway.
You're done eating for the day.
Done eating for the day. To bed. What a day. I've run out of so much. Oh, my God. We've got to take a break.
Yes,
I'll come back and you can ask all the questions you want. Yes.
Questions.
I barfed on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. Magical place on Earth. F you and your families, too.
Was it caused by the motion or was it caused by the Gloria Estefan record?
I like Gloria.
I do too.
You know? And the enchiladas were good too. It was the motion of the ocean.
If you have to hear only one bonus show this year, then the latest episode is just for you.
It's the 2022 Summer Spectacular.
Summertime is here, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to have some fun on the show today.
Hey, do you have food stuck in your teeth?
Hey, everybody. Yeah. Hey, I'm a DJ.
That's right. I'm older, but my liver's in better health.
Summertime, fun time, anytime is radio time.
For all the L.A. people.
What are you doing here?
The Teamless Bonus Show is back with plenty of aloe and lanolin, recommended by dermatologists to keep your skin looking radiant during the snow bummer summer. Get a subscription for your road trip today at MikeOmaraShow.com.
I like seeing a summertime spectacular, Rob Spivak. Welcome back to the show. This was not planned this way, folks. I swear to God, but you need this device.
You do.
I needed it to be turned up more. If nausea is getting in the way of enjoying life's important moments, I've got good news. Relief Band. Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to relieve and prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. I used it in Disney, and it worked on almost every ride for me. 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and zero side effects. Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. Then it blocks the signal that your brain is sending to your stomach. And now, for when you hit the high seas, they have the Relief Band Sport. Wore it the entire week I was in Disney.
Yeah.
Every single day. Even after Guardians of the Galaxy. I wore it because it works. It's waterproof. It has interchangeable bands and extended battery life. You can even attach your Apple or Android watch to it. So if you are finally taking that summer trip that's been on your calendar since 2020, I got good news. Right now, you can join the over 100,000 Relief Band users with an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, it's better to have a Relief Band and not need it than to need it and not have it. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping. And it's a device that's on your wrist, and you turn it either about 50%, which I wore it most of the time, and it's just weird the way it works out that we have that particular sponsor. So they got me home. And I...
Home meaning the hotel.
Yeah, probably we walked in the door at about 5:30, 5:45, something like that. I walked in the hotel room. They went to the drugstore. Carla was going to get some stuff for my tummy. And I got into my skivvies, hopped into bed, and went to sleep. Then I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, had an apple, felt better. And that's when I did all the reading, and that's when I got... things from the Orlando Weekly,
wow,
which was just how many people are doing this. I think it was a combination of so much day,
yep,
and then that last ride where we're sore. Because you've been hoofing around and not knowing what was going on, and it was off to bed, and I was up, and it was horrific.
Did the shirt make it home?
Yeah. Well, what am I going to do? Walk around with my shirt off? I'm not going to subject
people to that. No, I'm saying,
did you
pack it?
There's enough to buy it. You could buy it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I soaked it when I got home in soap and water and stuff. I laundered it. It wasn't, but I have to say, it wasn't just, a Stand By Me pie eating scene. It was just a little bit of, but I couldn't control it.
Seepage.
And I've never been, it was seepage. And then I went, spit.
Because but
it was
into the guy, trash can, you actually puked in the trash.
Just a little bit, but I mean, by that time, it was not. It was horrible. I don't get motion
sickness.
I'm so
sorry.
That way.
That's the worst.
Well, I really don't.
For that ride, you are on.
I'm a little long in the tooth for it.
But you're also on an arm of a robot that's giving you a certain G's.
Yeah,
that's spinning you around.
So it's not on a track. It's more of a
no,
virtual.
It's dark, so I can't tell. It's a robotic arm that holds the I guess goers on a cradle, and they're moving them around in different on a different axis at every time. That's at a fast pace, slow pace, and there's a screen in front of you.
Yes,
the screen is changing like you're on the spaceship,
yeah,
and you're
yes.
moving forward.
This
and
makes
you're
sense
engaging
to me,
in battle.
Mike. I can handle
Hold on,
almost
Oscar,
anyway.
You're making me really lose it here.
Oscar brings a
horrible.
Point up. I can deal with almost any actual fast roller coaster style ride, but those virtual reality ones, the ones where what you're
seeing.
Well,
this was a combination. This really wasn't virtual
as much as it was.
But I mean, the fact that
you're the motion and.
And the virtual screen in front of you.
The images are changing.
Yeah, that will mess with your head. I don't do that.
So
I can't do that.
Enough of Disney. The next day was Animal Kingdom. We got in there mid morning, and that was the most crowded of the day.
Really?
The week. And there's a ride called.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I just felt like if you took the ride that shows you all the animals are, the sad animals.
Yeah, we did the safari.
Okay. You did the sad safari.
The sad animals and balls to the wall, an hour.
Yeah, I
waiting
felt like
in a lightning lane. In a lightning lane.
I have been on that ride, and I know people would disagree with me, and people have hurt me personally because they're very passionate about the way you're supposed to feel about, you know, certain rides.
Yes.
I felt like I've had better experiences at the National Zoo. And maybe because we're spoiled by the National Zoo, but I was like, maybe,
well,
that lion looks like it needs a nap.
Well, got a good look at rhinos, giraffes, a zebra. Mm-hmm. But they don't they don't stop. If you get like a real opportunity to see a rhino up close, they don't stop because they've got to process the people through there.
Yeah. Right.
And it was so crowded and there was a festival, a lot of things going on. There were a lot of people where they had the t-shirts and, the Special Olympics were there as
the
well.
Was cool.
It was very crowded. It was very
crowded.
That
big tree of life that they have, the big statue.
Yes.
That was cool.
Now, obviously,
the last ride of the day was Everest, the roller coaster.
I've been on it.
Been on it?
Yes.
Michael, by this time, Daddy's not riding those rides anymore.
Of course
Daddy's
not.
Daddy's
going to
wait.
Yeah.
And Daddy waits, and Carla goes on with Michael. And I think I saw them when they were going up there, and I did. I actually saw them from waiting down at the bottom of the ride.
Nice vantage
Michael
point.
Michael gets off the road, and Michael is crying. And Michael got scared. On the road. Maybe because of Daddy's experience. Maybe the whole thing added up, but he was
Everest
a little freaked
out.
Everest
is terrifying. I am a grown man.
What makes it terrifying? What's the
it's
presentation?
It's the drop.
Oh, okay.
It's the type of drop that you see on YouTube videos where you're like, oh, this thing's going to tip. The back of the boat's going to tip over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're going to die. And you
he's crying, and I'm like, what happened? Oh, he didn't like it. It was a little too fast, a little too steep for him. And and that's when Carla looked at me and said, Daddy, you know, we've been here 3 days in these parks, and he said he'd like to go home early if we could. And I said, no. Did you say what I think? Yes, he wants to go home early.
Hello.
Are you hearing my Heaven's Gates?
Yes,
I
it's
hope.
Fantastic.
Got a good egg.
Yeah. Oh,
I think we're in shock
God.
That a little kid would ever say, let's go home early.
Yeah.
He wants to go home early.
Hey!
Great. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, Michael. No, we said, yo, turn that off.
Yeah.
Yes. And we ventured home, stayed one more night. Ventured home on Friday and got back sometime Friday afternoon.
Question for you. Your favorite ride, obviously, for the whole experience of the Disney thing was that Soarin' ride. Did Michael...
100,000%.
I still remember it fondly.
Love that.
What was Michael's favorite ride? I'm curious.
He liked the... boy, there was a roller coaster he liked. He loved Guardians of the Galaxy. Didn't bother his tummy mommy's.
Yeah.
It was
Next
Daddy
gen.
That would have washed out with Top Gun.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we managed to see with our neighbors yesterday, too, which was fantastic.
Right.
And kudos to them about Val Kilmer and all that.
Well
they,
worth
they,
it.
They did
well
such a tasteful it. Job with him. It was, let me make sure I got everything here.
I have a question. Did you
yes,
get away
go
with
ahead.
The, remember the merch? We were saying that you were going to get
slammed,
jammed at the end because somebody's going to want some sort of
he
memorabilia.
Got, in the entire time we were there, he got a space shuttle.
Mm.
He got a plastic water bottle with a fan on it for cooling him off.
Seen those.
And he got a lightsaber.
Oh,
that was
nice.
It for the week.
That
was
not bad.
That was it.
Was
Did
it
Michael?
The
ears?
Was it the
Michael,
thing where you get to design your own lightsaber, or was it? Because I know they have like a thing where you design your own.
No amusement park boy.
It was a stock lightsaber.
A bucket. And he put, Michael, come here for a second.
You just grab it from a bucket. Don't be a jerk.
The lightsaber bucket.
Let's get out. I know you're playing Apex League. Come here. Come over here. They want to. What was your favorite part of Disney? What was your favorite part?
Roller coasters?
Okay.
All right.
What was your least favorite part of Disney?
Roller coasters?
Why?
Because I cried on one.
You cried, but what else happened?
I was scary.
On a roller coaster?
Yeah.
Scary.
What else happened?
My dad.
Yeah. You know what you can say, Michael, if you like, is say that my dad had an appointment with his buddy Ralph.
Yeah, go ahead. He's playing his game with his buddies. Mm. That's the equivalent of them playing outside. No parenting allowed. There you go. That's it. Mama's slaying the dragon today, making some money, paying for that Disney trip.
Well, welcome home,
go
Mike.
Play with your friends.
Welcome home.
It's great to be home. We have one more break, do we not?
Yes,
we can take a
trip to Soundtown if you like.
We'll do Soundtown when we come back. And I didn't get to all of it. I just wanted to make sure that I covered this. Got the Orlando Weekly, got the Genie. I think I covered, the effing rules. F you with your rules.
You look skinnier, though.
Yeah.
And we didn't lose. Okay, Stayed where I was.
But you look healthy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The restaurants are expensive. The snacks are expensive. The cheap crap is expensive. So lack of seating, rascal scooters in the obese. They're scamming us. Ride gimmicks, Genie Plus, our BS. And, here you go. Last thing right here. A Disney VIP tour. If you want to avoid all of the lines, get in the back way, walk up to the front. Oscar's mentioned this before. I did a little more research on it. A Disney VIP tour costs $425 to $750 per hour.
Oh, my God.
Depending on the season, and that is on top of your park admission tickets, which aren't included.
Yeah.
So,
did you have any run-ins with characters?
We had one picture with Minnie, I should say.
Oh, that's sort of a second tier
one. I'll try to text it to you boys. There's no way to know exactly. Did my research. I got all my stuff in. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Wow. I got it all in.
Yeah.
There's no way to know exactly what the tour costs without calling this number or working with a Disney vacation planner. remember, you need to book at least 7 hours. By the way, with that $450 to $750.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to book a minimum of 7 hours. So the minimum price for a Disney VIP tour will be $2,975 for up to 10 people. How about that? Huh?
Yeah.
You can do a tour for up to 10 hours. So while the minimum price is $2,975, a 10-hour tour in super peak season could set you back $7,500.
Wow.
At the most magical place with the effing rules they have. Thank you very much. That's it. I'm done. I will never speak of those parks again. The rules my ball.
Man, you made me really want to go, Mike.
Have fun. Hey, if I've ruined your plans for your vacation, I'm really sorry, but everybody was ruining them for me when I read them online. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with Soundtown and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Disney! The Mike O'Mara Show can be watched on Facebook and YouTube. Listen to on iTunes and Spotify. Now I present to you the show's next conquest, TikTok. Check out video clips of the show with new content every day. Click on at Mike O'Mara Show and follow today. Capisce? Grazie. Now back to our capo, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Pauly. I hope you're having a good summer in your pool. I really do.
He looks like
welcome,
he is.
Welcome back to the... Oh, he's always having a good time.
Yeah.
This portion of our program brought to you by Rothy's. When it comes to shoes, they've got to feel as good as they look. Rothy's knits style and comfort into every pair of super soft, perfectly cushioned sneakers. Their signature sneaker has that classically cool look that goes with everything. The perfect mix of casual and elevated. I feel so glad that I got that out of my system.
You must feel better, yeah.
Their one-of-a-kind driving loafers come in classic colors and eye-catching patterns made from the modern man that wants to look good. Men's Health said they were wowed by the sleek, upcycled shoes that look just as great as they feel. Plus, they're all sustainably made, machine washable, and built to last. I love that you don't need to break them in and that they're incredibly versatile. Wear them with a suit, sweatpants, or anything in between. We all love our Rothy's, and they look amazing. Find out what all the hype is about. Discover your new favorite pair of shoes and get $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/TMOS. That's Rothy's.com/TMOS. For $20 off your first order. Soundtown, please.
Soundtown.
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 We call this stereophonic sound.
Soundtown.
We have to keep this quick today because we're running a little long, but there's some...
Sorry about that. It's
that's
my
fine.
Fault.
That's fine. We got some
get it all off my chest.
We have some really important news to get at. Get well soon, Justin Bieber.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen this, Mike?
He's got the paralyzed face. I had that in my news, too.
Facial paralysis. And he actually went on the TikTok to explain what's going on. And pray for him. And also remember, pray for Maddie Mazziello, because she still remains a huge fan.
I have Ramsey Hunt syndrome. It is from this virus and has caused my face to have paralysis. This is pretty serious. Obviously, my body's telling me I gotta slow down. I'm gonna get better. I'm doing all these facial exercises to get my face back to normal. It will go back to normal, and we don't know how much time that's gonna be, but it's gonna be okay, and I have hope. I trust God. It's all for a reason. But in the meantime, I'm gonna rest, and I love you guys.
Until he gets better, he's not going to sing. So at least there is a silver lining.
I'll give him credit for he's a grown up now, yeah. And he sounds a little more like a grown up, which is good. I'm all for him for Biebs. You know what I mean? I mean, he didn't sound like, I really thought when he was like, he didn't sound like a moron.
Sounded like an adult.
My face is wicked droopy. It's not fire, bruh.
Help me, bruh.
All right. So there are some legendary Hollywood stories, one of which that I knew is that Robert Redford was considered for the lead role of Benjamin in The Graduate, but did not get it because he was too good looking.
Right.
So actually, Robert Redford did not get the role. Chris Klein, who I believe we know from the American Pie movies, I think he's in those. I might be wrong on that, but he's a young star. He auditioned for Mamma Mia. Only thing is he can't sing, literally can't sing. And that's okay, except when the motion picture company leaks your audition tape.
Oh, no.
Here is Chris Klein going back to the, maybe I'm thinking of Election Day he's in. Anyway, this is him.
He is in Election Day. You're
this
right.
is his audition for Mamma Mia.
But now it isn't true. Now everything is new. And all I've learned has overturned. I beg of you. Don't go wasting your emotions.
Oh, he's trying so hard.
Lay all your love on me.
So what did he have to do to piss off the producers that A, you don't get the role, but also we're gonna go ahead and put this out. We're gonna let people know about it. So I don't know.
Somebody must have just found it and said, "Nah, this will trend on TikTok."
Gangbusters. All right, two more quick ones, Mike. This is funny because this actually happened at Arnold Palmer Airport, as we talked about
in Latrobe.
Yeah, it's in Pennsylvania. They spotted a counterfeiter, and he had the greatest excuse ever for why he was passing, Mike, as they say. Funny money.
He went to a snack bar and he paid with a counterfeit $100 bill. He said that the pants he was wearing were not his, and he found the $100 bill in the pocket.
Those aren't my pants.
What? I don't know how I got into
it. I don't know how that happened to my pants.
And my face is paralyzed, bro.
Bro, that's not fire. All right. Basketball player Draymond Green.
Yes.
He's in the
finals are amazing, by the way.
The finals right now. And for some reason, even though he's on an opposing team, he's been singled out by the Celtics as public enemy number one. The Celtics fans hate this guy.
Yeah, and they're tough fans up there.
Anyway,
very tough.
Mike, since you are a sort of a Boston guy at heart, mm-hmm. I thought you'd appreciate Jimmy Kimmel's take on the situation.
The NBA Finals, Boston fans have taken a particular dislike to Warriors power forward Draymond Green. Everybody doesn't love Draymond in Boston. He has been greeted with chants of F you each time he's played there, which you do have to take with a grain of salt. F you is like their aloha in Boston. It means that's how they greet everyone. That's what Ben Affleck's grandma says when he goes home to visit.
Ah, Mama Affleck. Mike, that's all I have. That's Soundtown.
That's it. This is our new closing music. Hope you enjoy this. I spent a little time over the weekend getting this written and produced in my home studio with my studio musicians that I flew in from Vegas.
He wore out five guitar picks.
That's right. We got to get out of here. Thanks for humoring me on my Disney stuff if I ruin your vacation plans.
Nah.
I like to think I helped you. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow to find out about Oscar's sickness. pony sickness, and we all know about Rob's sickness when we come back. And today you heard about my sickness,
it
too.
It hurts.
I joined the club. It was fantastic. We'll see you tomorrow with another brand new episode for Rob Spiewak, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, who's at home recuperating, and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ridiculous, humiliating, ludicrous, painful, savage, brutal, cruel, and all false.
It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants or fire a rocket?
You know what you are, a hoot. With a capital H, that's what you are.